Hare Krishna. Happy Dwadashi, everyone. I hope everyone had a good Ekadashi. Of course, I don't know if everyone worldwide is following Ekadashi, but we did here in Hungary. And hope everyone broke Ekadashi or breaks Ekadashi with Jagannath Mahaprasadam, which is the Gaudiya Vaishnava way of breaking Ekadashi. Today I was just going to comment on these riots that are going on in London. All the places that I knew, when I look at BBC, I can recognize houses. Croydon, Tottenham, and so many other places. And, of course, there's so many analysis that's going on. Is it because of the financial crisis? But I just want to approach it from a different angle, that is the angle of what's actually lacking in people, that they show so little respect for others. If you've seen the media, then you'll see that it's, I can't even say just youths, although they say it's youths, because it's not just youths, there are also older people involved. And starting from a relatively harmless protest that was going on, this turned violent one night, two nights, three nights in London, and from there spread to Birmingham, Manchester, Nottingham, other cities in the UK. And the result is looting, burning of houses, shops, cars, tires, confronting, fighting with police, and causing a really extraordinary damage. The last time the UK saw something like this, I remember, was when I first came to England in 1980, when there were the Brixton riots. That was 30 years ago, over 30 years ago. And it's really sort of mind-boggling. I can see how places like in Birmingham and the Bullring, or Manchester, the Arndale Centre, how people are breaking windows, breaking into shops, and then looting and stealing and taking things. And what was really very amazing was this interview with some girls who were participating. It seems like it wasn't just men, but girls who were also participating in this vandalism. And their argument was, we just want to show the police, we just want to show the city councils, we just want to show people that, you know, we'll do what we want to do. You know, if we want to burn and beat, and then we'll do it, because we don't want to be controlled. And that was quite amazing. And it's just amazing how lack of restraint people show, how lack of respect, for other people, lack of respect for lives, lack of respect for authority, lack of respect for others' property. And of course, we live in a world where people don't show respect to women, to children, to elders, to the sickly, to wise. Yesterday I was discussing the topic about showing respect to leaders, people to take responsibility, at least showing responsibility to, showing respect to those who deserve it. But rather, it's more of an atmosphere of disrespect, an atmosphere of ridicule. And this is an example of anarchy that is really sort of stunning, amazing, all of the UK, and no doubt people worldwide. But then why? The question we ask is, why are we so surprised? When, even when I was young, and I was watching, I don't know, the Roadrunner and there's the Roadrunner and the Coyote, and they're constantly just causing each other harm. They're battling each other. Not just the aspect of violence, but the concept of so easily inflicting violence upon another means due to a lack of respect, that there's no real respect for others. The games that children and people play nowadays, sometimes they get addicted to computer games, are all about violence, all about destruction. And these things undoubtedly undermine people's respect or concept that they have responsibility to anyone else or anything else other than to themselves, and that ultimately their whole vision of enjoying the world or sense gratification, whatever that entails, then they should do that. And of course that is what our modern hedonistic and consumer-oriented society is about. It's about that, you know, whatever makes you feel good, then do it. Of course, the lines that society draws aren't meant to include burning down other people's property and causing such harm. But they do include having slaughterhouses. They do include so many other different types of things. They do include taking intoxication and cigarettes and what have you. So it's just a question of how far people are going to. People know that the line is movable. You can move the line because at some time in the past these things weren't part of the law. At one time there was prohibition in America where alcohol was illegal, and then it became legal. At one time marijuana was illegal. Now it's legal in certain parts for certain reasons in America. So things can change. But here the real point is that when people are taught to be selfish, then selfishness has increasing degrees. You become more and more selfish, and what type of things are tolerated in the name of doing my thing. We see that the laws change. We see that the lines change. So why not? People are thinking this is some form of entertainment, or this is something that's permittable. Why shouldn't they be able to do it? And so they're doing it. Because overall, there's a real lack of training. There's a real lack of education on trust, on who should be trusted, who should be respected, who is it that we should actually offer respect to, and why. Should we offer respect to people because they're wise? Should we offer respect to people because they're elderly? Should we offer respect to people because they're helpless and do something? Rather than this constant mood of exploitation, which just runs completely against that grain. So I remember when I first came to Canada, you know, as a child, when I was 7 years old, and I went to the house of a classmate, and I must have been just a few months in Canada, but I still remember it, and that was, it's coming on to 60 years ago. And went to his home, and I just remember, I don't know over what, but there was a discussion, and this little 7-year-old boy told his mother to shut up. And she didn't say anything back, she just accepted it like that's the way it is. And at that time, I was also 7, I was shocked. I never went back to that person again. It wasn't the way that I was raised, that a child tells his mother to shut up. But that already was there in terms of a lack of respect. Because if something conflicts with my own sense gratification, if something conflicts with my own plans, then I tell them to get out of the way. I am the most important thing. Rather than understanding that actually God is the most important thing, following the laws of God are the most important thing, and pursuing a life of purity, pursuing a life of self-realization, in which showing respect to others and showing respect to God is integral. It's the basis. Unless people do that, this type of disrespect will continue on. No doubt, the police will ultimately prevail, and peace will come back again to London and to the UK. But the problem won't have been addressed. It'll just have been subdued. The whole concept or the change of life, this perception of what life is about and how we're meant to live and how we're meant to interact with each other and what role we play in our lives is still not properly addressed. It may be addressed from a sociological point of view, from a psychological point of view, from so many points of view, but not from a spiritual point of view. And even when we talk about a religious point of view doesn't necessarily mean a spiritual point of view. And this value of establishing respect in Krishna consciousness in our lives is actually part of the purpose and the function of Krishna consciousness and Krishna consciousness movement. As Srila Prabhupada, for instance, said of the children, that they make 75% of their 75% of their education is to show how to show to learn how to show respect to sadhus. Why? Because in a society where self-realization is the goal of life, sadhus are the basis of self-realization. Mahatvaram seva mahur vimukte. So if people learn, if children learn how to show respect to sadhus, then they'll naturally advance in devotional service. So a culture of respect, we've seen how much trouble, even in our own society, we've come across by not showing sufficient respect, not knowing how to respect children, not knowing how to respect women, and so many others. So, yes, actually the last point that I want to make, I remember when I had this, I had a roundtable discussion some years back with a group of theologians and professors and what have you here in Hungary, and we're talking about the right of life. I was pointing out that all living entities are alive, and when you eat them, you kill them. And I put it to one of the people who pointed out how much he liked the taste of whatever he was eating. And I said, so what about the poor animal? And he just said, well, in Hungarian there's a word called pech. In English we say tough luck. So he just said, well, it's their tough luck. He says, I like the taste. So this whole idea, it really encapsulated it very clearly, that values are only valuable as long as they don't conflict with my sense gratification, and as soon as values conflict with my sense gratification, then tough luck. So I won't show respect to living entities or their right to live if it conflicts with my sense gratification. Then their suffering and the disrespect that I show others, well, that's their tough luck, because I'm number one. Hare Krishna.